Well, here on the home front, a bleak assessment in Detroit. The latest report from the Detroit Blight Removal Task Force shows that more than 78,000 buildings, that's 30% of the city's structures, are dilapidated. 114,000 parcels of land don't even have that. They're empty. Back in January, newly elected Mayor Mike Duggan asked residents who were thinking of leaving the city, just give us 6 months to prove that we can turn things around. Well, those 6 months are up. How's that going? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham has our report.
In his first major address as Detroit mayor, Mike Duggan didn't promise he'd solve all the city's problems in 6 months.
But 6 months from now, you're going to be able to judge for yourself whether the leadership of this city has a sound plan and is achieving it.
I always thought the six-month window was wildly optimistic, and I think he shouldn't have said that.
Stephen Henderson is the editor of the editorial page at the Detroit Free Press.
Because 6 months is not long enough to do much of anything, particularly in a city where everything is so broken.
But for a guy who was elected mayor of a city that's being run by a state-appointed emergency manager, Mike Duggan gives off all the appearances of the guy being in charge. Nolan Finley is the editor of the editorial page of the Detroit News. He says the average Detroit resident has come to see Duggan as the city's leader.
He's been very smart in stepping up and saying, I'm the mayor. And trying to give the impression that he's in charge. And a lot of people out there think he's got a whole lot more authority than he does because of the image he projects.
Like the image of kickstarting a city government that's been stalled in many areas. Again, Stephen Henderson with the Free Press.
I think if you talk to people who work in City Hall, they will say for the first time in memory, they have a boss who will say on Tuesday, hey, I want you to look into this or I want you to do it, and will come back on Friday and see that you did it or looked into it. That just has not been the way City Hall has operated.
Not only is Duggan controlling his staff, he's also been described by a close aide as being single-minded in purpose and controlling the message coming out of City Hall. Stephen Henderson at the Free Press says he thinks Duggan wants to control a lot more. There are entities the city used to operate, things such as the Public Lighting Department, the Convention Center, the Farmers Market, all now are operated by independent groups and all better than when the city operated them.
You know, that's one of the things that Mayor Duggan says he doesn't really like about city government is that there are these authorities now that have control over things that he would like to re-centralize, I think, under his own control.
Duggan has also been criticized for cronyism. Nolan Finley with the Detroit News says that fits a pattern.
This is very much a machine politician. As more and more control of the city goes to him, you're going to see all of the elements of a political machine. Whether that turns out for the good of Detroit or the bad of Detroit, that remains to be seen.
But for now, Mike Duggan is basking in a honeymoon period. People are beginning to notice more regular garbage pickup, more streetlights turning on, more buses on the road, and more blight removal. Although some of those changes are at least in part due to the actions of the state-appointed emergency manager, Mayor Duggan is getting the credit.
Just in the short amount of time he had, he done did a lot. Can't even put nothing past Mike Duggan. You know, that's like the best man ever, man, you know, as far as mayor.
Everything improved. He doing his job, put it that way.
Duggan, man!
You're a fan of the mayor, then?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Personal style is another reason Duggan is popular. Duggan often dresses casually. He drives himself around the neighborhoods, stops, and talks with residents. Nolan Finley says having a mayor who seems like one of the people is in stark contrast to some past mayors who traveled in high style and with an entourage of bodyguards and staff. But Finley says Duggan has to work to identify with the people. His candidacy was challenged because he moved to Detroit only recently. And Finley says Duggan is very aware he's a white mayor in a city that's 80% African American.
He's still, you know, in the eyes of the people here, white suburbanite.
But in the end, it will come down to whether they continue to believe the mayor is bringing the city back. And Stephen Henderson at the Free Press says people are not going to be patient forever. It's going to take more than 6 months to get all the streetlights turned on, get the buses regularly running on time, get tens of thousands of blighted buildings torn down.
I think it's very frustrating, though, for people who live here. Everybody figures everything's going to get fixed in a short window of time, and that's just not very realistic.
Mayor Duggan says he wants the people to judge him and his administration on one thing, whether people stop moving out of Detroit.
And we focus on what we can do to reverse the population decline in the city of Detroit. It governs every single decision we make. We do not have a future if we don't start growing.
At the Detroit News, Nolan Finley says that's not a bad measure.
Because if people stop leaving, it suggests they have a higher level of satisfaction with the way the city is operating, or a greater faith in its future to solve its problems. Those are good benchmarks. If he can hit them, you know, those, he's done enough in his first term.
There are plenty of obstacles and uncertainty ahead as the city works its way through bankruptcy and as Mayor Duggan fully takes the reins of the city when the state-appointed emergency manager's duties end, presumably this fall. For Here and Now, I'm Lester Graham in Detroit.
So please stay with us. We are just getting started. Here and Now.